for its alleged chemical weapons use as an illegal gesture, and says it runs counter to the constructive atmosphere at last month's summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. The announcement shook Russia's economy, with the ruble dipping to a two-year low and shares of Russian companies falling. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have clearly laid out a U.S. policy toward Russia.
We'd like to have a better relationship with the Russian government, recognizing that we have a lot of areas of mutual concern. It is a major country. We are a major country as well. And so when you have that, you are forced to have conversations with other governments. And sanctions is a way that we can try to encourage better behavior on the part of government.
U.S. State Department officials say the new sanctions were triggered automatically by longstanding U.S. policies on the use of chemical weapons in response to the poisoning of a former Russian agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter, Yulia, in the British town of Salisbury 5 months ago. Afghan Taliban stormed Ghazni City, almost 150 kilometers southwest of Kabul, Thursday night. Heavy clashes continued until late Friday morning between the insurgent group and government security forces. At one point, the two sides were fighting in the center of the city near important government installations, including the offices of the governor and the National Directorate for Security. International relief agencies are expressing outrage and disgust at a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on Houthi rebels, which killed at least 43 people Thursday in Yemen, many of them children. One of the missiles struck a bus, taking children back from a summer school picnic. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has threatened Thursday to hold U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt after learning at the hearing for two asylum